Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. And today we're going to talk about kind of a personal thing in a way, how to have a successful marriage and at the same time work together in business. That's, for a lot of people, might sound almost crazy.
That's true. Yeah. Today we're going to talk all about how we run our business and tips for running a business while also having your marriage. I know we did a show on this a while back called How We Run Our Business as a Married Couple or something like that. If you're listening on the radio, you can go check that out on our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, where you can find our previous episodes or find us wherever you listen to podcasts at with the same name. But that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and I thought this was a good subject because it kind of gives us, like Warren said, a more personal touch to this radio show. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, like I said, business a lot of times comes from relationship. And I, for instance, state happened this weekend for wrestling. The Oregon wrestling state tournament was this past Saturday, the last weekend of June, and it held 1A through 6A. Fortunately, at Cascade High School, we hosted the 4A state tournament, which was absolutely wonderful to be in our hometown and just to have the facilities to be able to do it. It ran terrifically, we thought. And by the way, Cascade had a state champion, Lance Van Hoos. He is actually my cousin, mm-hmm. and he lives with me. So that makes it even more wonderful.
Congratulations.
To be a part of that. Thank you. Thank you so much. He's worked very, very hard for that. And it didn't just start with this year. But state champion, Lance Van Hoos, very proud of you, Mariah and I.
That's a lot of work that went into that.
It really is. It really is. And an accomplishment. Very true. So, but I'm at the tournament. And there's a couple individuals because I've been involved in the wrestling community for quite some time. I started when I was 4 years old, and it's nice to kind of have my face back in there. But everyone says, Spence, what are you up to? Well, if you haven't heard, I got a radio show. Go listen to it every Saturday morning. But also, we got that YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Go subscribe, because if you missed one show, you can always go back and look at the previous shows and review those too, and leave us comments, like I always say. But I did get a question saying, yeah, so your wife, she does the real estate, but are you a lender that's part of the team? And and there's just that confusion that I want to put out there. No, Mariah and I are both licensed real estate professionals. We help you buy and sell real estate, mm-hmm. and we're a local resource for you guys to go to and be a part of. And that's what I love about my volunteering and being within the community, is being able to express, educate, and just have that presence and awareness that I'm there and people can just be comfortable around us both here at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. And that's really exciting. And I also get to talk about my marriage openly with business, because that's generally the next question I get is, how can you spend all that time with your wife? Mm. I don't know what it is about this world or community, but they say, man, it would drive me bonkers if I had to spend all day with the same one, but then I have to come home with her and spend all night. Are you kidding me? Well, firstly, Mariah, I love you. You're absolutely fantastic and you're gorgeous. So it's easy to be around you. And that's why I wanted to touch on this show today, though. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Lots of good stuff. Okay. So the first thing, we just have a few questions, I guess, that we're going to answer that go along with this topic. And these questions, like we mentioned a few times already, we have multiple YouTube channels, and so that is where we get these questions from. So find us on there if you want to ask a question for a future show. But the first one is maintaining balance when you work together as a couple, maintaining balance with your family, especially in real estate. But really, I think this could apply to anything, because you know. Well,
you could really mess up. If you're not maintaining balance, it means, hey, I don't see you enough, or I'm off doing my own thing personally. I might set up too many showings, too many days straight. I might neglect you. I might neglect my family. Little Astrid, 1.5 years old, by the way. She needs a father. So I'm here. And that's one of the things. You got to separate and not neglect things. You got to understand where you can time block and time manage to where your life ultimately is going to be happier. Yeah. I touched base on it a little bit last week. It's when is enough enough?
Yeah, that's true.
And certainly,
in this business, you can, like, there's really no end. Like, there's literally endless things you could do. There's endless calls you could make, and you could be working all the time if you choose to. Mm-hmm. But my biggest tip for this would be to blur the lines between work and business. And what I mean by this is that I don't really think about it as like, okay, this is my job, this is my marriage, this is my family. Like, it's kind of all just one. It's just all our life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I think it works really well by that. And just one small example is, say, you know, you want to spend more time with your family, but you got to go show houses or, you know, go on any kind of appointment. One thing that we'll do is sometimes when you show houses, it's a 30 or 40 minute drive there and back. And so we'll just all get in the car and go together. And then I go out and show the house and then come back. And then we're all, you know, we get to spend that time together. So it doesn't have to always be like, this is work, and then separately, this is my family. It can all be one.
Right. And that sounds really simple, but make it as simple as possible. Yeah. Do not complicate things, because mm-hmm. the more you complicate it, the more you're just going to probably drive further and further away. Because I remember there was a point where we actually did complicate it. Mm-hmm. We made it like a strict rule, strict boundaries that we had to get these things done. And it actually strained our marriage even worse. To be honest, it did. And now we get to be more free, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's a more free structure rather than, you know, that principal telling you what to do, slapping you on the wrist if you don't get into it, because then that's going to create more argument and just separation in your relationship. And that's what we found. But maybe if those things work for you, we're not the counselors here.
Yeah.
We're just being open about our relationship and our business.
Us.
So
yeah.
So that's where we're at with that. Now, there is one thing that we need to talk about, and that is what a girl wants. Now, husbands out there, we got to talk a little bit differently to our woman. You know, we cannot be talking the same way we would to another guy, I guess you could say.
Or an employee. I think this really applies if you work together. It's easy to talk to your spouse like you would an employee, but I know for us, we try not to do that.
Our words are so powerful.
Yeah.
Are so powerful. You could say just one little thing and it can just devastate and tear someone down. And you can say it in a time that they needed you the most, because maybe they're relying on your answer and the question they asked you, they've been just really struggling with. And then the way you reply to them, just because maybe you're too busy or that's not really on your thought process and you don't really want to help them out or take the time, you got to just stop, understand the situation, and speak in a polite manner to where it's not going to overwhelm your spouse. And I'm trying to word that very easily.
This goes on for all the years you're married.
Yeah.
It isn't something that goes on, but, I mean, 40 plus years, and it goes on in our household. So.
Exactly. And it's not just coming home and speaking this way, because we are in business together. And sometimes we are in the car most of the day together, going on appointments or just being together. And so we got to understand that our words are very powerful. And one thing that's really helped us in this is just our family alone, because our family, we have been involved in a lot of business, Mariah's side especially, and we have always said, you know, why ruin a family relationship over business?
Yeah.
We've always considered family to be more important than business in those relationships. So if someone's not doing their job right, of course, we got to correct it in some manner. We can't just get walked on and that's it, because that's just not good business. But we are never going to devastate another individual, especially that we care about. It is not worth it in the long run. And you got to look at this as a long run game and not short term, to where you feel like a powerhouse and you got the best of them.
Right.
I think that's super important.
Wow, that's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation about how to have a successful marriage and do real estate at the same time. And you've given some good stuff already.
Thank you. So the next thing that we do is called divide and conquer. So what we mean by that is, and we've mentioned this in our last show we did, where we kind of talked about this type of thing, and we try really hard not to repeat ourselves on these episodes. And so we won't go too into in depth on this one. But basically what we mean by that is we both know what each of our strengths are, what each of our weaknesses are, what we enjoy and don't enjoy. And we really are very specific and focused and intentional about each only doing the things that we're supposed to be doing and not wasting time with anything else, instead of both trying to do everything and butting heads. And that's how we run our business. But of course, with pretty much as with pretty much all of these tips, I think can be applied to just running a household or marriage in general, because that's kind of similar to running a marriage or running a business oftentimes.
So I got to ask a question. How long did it take you to figure that out?
In the beginning?
Yeah.
I think it was in the beginning.
And how did you sort through it all? I mean, did it come to a few conversations and stuff, or how did that work out?
That's a good question.
Came to us not meshing together, honestly, and that was probably through arguments or just butting heads, because I need to work well with my coworker, and Mariah was my coworker at that point, and we needed to figure something out, because originally, you know, you can come in, and I always got to reevaluate myself too, you know, and say, is this what a real leader's doing? Is this what someone that is wanting to get where they want to be in 5-10 years from now? Is this something that's going to get us there? There's real planning involved with this. And this could be on our weekly meetings that we discuss it, air it out. And then we actually take notes and we critique ourselves. You have to critique yourself. It's like watching film in the sport of football. You know, you have to play back that film, see what you did differently, but then prepare for next week so it doesn't happen again. And that's how I like to approach things, just because of my background and atmosphere that I've grown up in and been involved with. But that divide and conquer motion, it's just all about leadership for me personally, in delegating other jobs that, say, I'm not good at, or someone else could be better at than me.
Or even something, for example, that, like, maybe I'm like, we're both good at, but one of us is better at, like really, really good at, like, for example, cold calling. I started my business through cold calling, and I used to do a lot of it. And then when Spencer joined me, I was doing it too at first. And then we kind of realized, okay, I have had success with this in the past, but I think that he's a little bit better at it than I am. And so I'm going to focus on something else and let him just take over this part, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So I think it just took a little bit of both trying things, and then we realized what we both are a little bit better at than the other one.
Totally. Yeah. And you can look at this as a negative or a positive. Like she just said, she said that I'm better at cold calling than maybe she is. That doesn't mean she has to quit completely cold calling and just have me do all of the calls, because in return, somebody, they could get really offended at that, because instead of making 50 calls, now they have to do double the calls, so now we're doing 100 calls. So that's what we mean by that organization and really talking it out of how you want to structure that in your business, because ultimately that trickles down to your overall life and relationship, because me spending that double time calling is going to ultimately take away time from you. And sometimes we just don't like that or want to do that.
That makes sense.
So we got to plan ahead, certainly.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So the next one is a question. Do we ever argue about work stuff? What are some things that we might do to avoid that?
I think in the beginning, it was a lot easier, I guess, to argue.
I think we did more at the beginning because we didn't really know what we were. I mean, I had already had my business running for a few years. And then all of a sudden you jumped in and joined me. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I was trying to teach you things. And then we kind of were like, okay, I'm not going to train you because I'm not very good at like explaining things and teaching. And it's hard to teach your spouse, you know, it's easier if someone else is training. So we kind of stopped doing that. But yeah, we're both really stubborn.
Very stubborn and strong willed. Yeah. So like if you're trying to tell me how to do something that I've already been doing, it's probably not going to go that well. But the difference is how do we measure success with that?
Yeah.
That's when we literally had to let go. And that's how I put it. Like I had to let go of my thoughts and my ways of thinking of what was right and what was wrong. What Mariah was maybe doing differently than how I would be doing it. I had to let it go. And as soon as I did that, that's when I think a really big change happened. In our working relationship especially.
Yeah.
You agree?
I think the biggest thing is being avoiding like arguing, because now we really don't ever argue about work stuff generally. And so I think the biggest thing is just being flexible. And what I mean by that is when Spencer first joined me, he did things differently than I did. And I had to be able to be like, okay, maybe I've done it this way in my whole career, but what he is bringing to the table, the way that he is trying to do things, is actually probably a little bit more organized. So being flexible and not being so set and like, I'm going to do it this way, like being able to just work together and not always have to do things how you've always done them. And I guess being like controlling with your business is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah. And I don't think it's fun to argue ever.
Well, yeah.
With no people in general though, like I'm saying, like some people they do pick a fight, you know, and we all know that friend that we've had or someone that they just love just touching on a subject that they know is sore for somebody in the room, and they'll just eat at it, pick it until something happens. And
we've all been around people like that.
Seriously, right? Yeah. And that's where it's like, okay, who do you want to be in that moment? And it's time to grow up a little bit sometimes. And, you know, I think we reached some point in our life to where we're like, this is not worth it. This is not going to benefit us, like I said, long-term nor short-term. And it's only going to allow us to be less successful in our business, which ultimately that's just not an option. So we're really rocking and rolling.
For someone who's listening to this and is wanting to get into business with their spouse, whether that's becoming a real estate team or starting any other kind of business or working together in general, what is one piece of advice that we would give to them?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. I think the biggest thing is being on the same page is huge. Knowing you guys are, knowing that you both have the same vision in mind for your, where your business is going. Cause if one of you is trying to go one direction and the other one's trying to go another, it's just not going to work out well. And, one thing that we haven't done enough recently, but we try to do somewhat consistently, is just meeting together and going over our goals in our business, our marriage, everything, life in general, and family, just every type of goal. And so just having those times where you're meeting together and you're getting really specific and intentional, so you know you're on the same page and you have the same goals in your business, is like most important.
Yeah, and I think you dropped that word a few times, goals.
Goals.
That was, I think, the biggest focus and priority that you and I had and still have today, because those goals that we write down, we do yearly goals. We do renew these goals every year or every 6 months or so, because things change, people change, lives change. We have Astrid, like I said, now. So our goals change, but it holds each other accountable for when things just aren't going your way or things just aren't happening for you. And it could be the time of the market. It could be just the type of people you're contacting. And that's where the discouragement factor of real estate really comes into effect. And then all you have to do is look back on that goal sheet that you set with you and your spouse and your team that you're backing together with, the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. Mm-hmm. How are we going to divide and conquer and get to those goals and ultimately be that successful group at the end of the year?
That's true.
That is super important to me.
You know what I think when I'm just from watching you two over the time we've been doing this is I think your relationship in terms of the two of you because of what you've had to go through has grown that and you may even love each other in a different way than you thought you could when you first got together in a way. You know, at least that's what I see. Is that what you see too?
I would say so, yeah.
Relationships, when they grow and you work together like you have, it's a challenge, but the relationship, just the bond gets better and better, you know? So I think anyway.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's my really good. Myself looking at, because, you know, being married for all the years that I have, I know that our relationship has changed a lot over the years, but we probably love each other more now than we ever have before. And it's probably the same for you as you're moving along.
Oh, that's really good.
Hey, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we come back, we're going to talk about the tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And before we get to the tip of the week, how about one more question?
All right. So one more question. And by the way, if you have any questions for a future show, feel free to send them our way and we will definitely answer them in a future episode. So to piggyback off of the last question, the next question is, what advice do we have for someone who's wanting to do this? Start a business with their spouse in some way, but have a family or a kid or something. It's not just the two of them.
This is a really simple but great question. You got to plan ahead. You got to overall, before you make that transition, talk to your spouse, create that goal sheet. Like I said, what do you want to do in 5 years? Look 5 years down the road, not just 60 days, not just a year, because ultimately, when you do this type of transition, you have a family that you have to look into. And when you switch jobs such as this, you're no longer employed. You're unemployed. You have a W-10 to work off of. So that's going to affect your lending in general. So how are you going to buy a house even if you're stuck renting or something? Those are major decisions, simple decisions for me right now, but maybe for someone else, this will affect them for 5 to 10 years to come. And it's really important and valuable that you look at your situation and say, is this best for you, me, and the little one?
I think about your conversation about how long it took to get the first sale.
Right.
And if you're working together, can both of you really withstand that kind of time before something really happens?
Right, that kind of pressure. Mm-hmm.
You really got to have a driven personality for sure.
That's true.
So I'm going to transition that, though. We have a listing of the week. It's out in Dallas. It's at 645 Main Street, Dallas, Oregon. We did a price reduction on it. It was at $319. Now we are at $299. This is a 3-bed, 2-bath, just over 1,900 square foot home, placed right off of Main Street. So literally, you can jump out your front door, go grab your coffee, go get a sandwich, go to I-20 or Highway 22, excuse me. Easy access, but also very, very convenient when it comes to zoning. You can have a residential living or commercial business out of this property. And I know it's an older year. It's built in 1900s, but electrical has all been updated, new panel box, new plumbing, those type of things that usually scares and detours people away from homes like that. But it is what it is. This is a beautiful property. Make sure to contact me to book that next showing.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.